Yeah, Social Security is super efficient. You're talking about $1.5 trillion in benefits every year being flowing through this system, and all of that is paid for by our contributions, right? So we pay into the system. No one gives us anything when it comes to Social Security. It comes out of our paychecks, not just the benefits, also the administration to get those benefits to us, right? So the offices, the workers in those offices, the people who answer the 1-800 numbers, all of that is paid for by us, not by politicians in DC. So importantly, everyone should know that. And it's incredibly efficient. Less than one penny of every dollar that goes into the system is used to pay for the administration of the entire system, right? So, I mean, like, that's astronomically tiny, to invert an image there. It's so small. Like, go to Wall Street and try to find something where the administrative costs are less than 1%. All right. You won't find it. 10%, 20%, that's where they hide their golden yachts. That's why Wall Street hates Social Security, because it's so efficient. So there's problems in all systems, right? When you're talking about any system, nothing's perfect. But when it comes to fraud rates, this is infinitesimal, right? So it's 0.00625%. Okay? Tiny. And there's an entire section of the administration that's set up to root out and combat that tiny amount of fraud. The inspector generals re release a report every single year, and they lay out this is what we need to do. Most of the what we need to do is to let con get Congress to let the Social Security Administration use more of its own money. Again, it's not coming from government appropriations. It's not coming from the general budget. This is a self-funded program. It's all paid for out of our contributions. It's just Congress that says, you can't use except this much every year. That's led to, even before Elon Musk, historically low staffing levels at Social Security. So 50-year lows in terms of staffing. Even with all that, this is what I'd like to sort of leave that question with. Everyone should just really picture this. For 90 years, right? It turns 90. Social Security turns 90 in August. For 90 years, through wartime and peace, through boom and bust, through health and pandemic, not a single payment has been missed. And yet now that billionaire, bureaucrat, unelected South African chainsaw wielder Elon Musk is there, then all of a sudden payments start being disrupted and checks aren't getting to people and the system is starting to break down. He did that. There's the fraud at Social Security is Elon Musk. That's where the fraud, waste, and abuse is coming from. He is creating the problems that we're seeing at Social Security right now. And then he's going to come in, and his cronies and the Republicans on the Hill are going to be like, oh, look, all of this, we've got to do something about it. And it's a trick they've used so many times before. And excuse the violence of the imagery. It's just you kneecap the mailman. Then you complain that the mail is late. And then you just magically are like, oh, I got a cousin who's in the private mail delivery service. And, he'll charge twice as much and deliver half. That's what they're playing at right now. Yeah, it's just, I mean, like the guy, it's annoying that when you have to go through somebody who's just so. So let me s start here. He's not trying to fix the program, right? That's why he's doing all the things that he's doing. Not to fix it. He's not trying to make it work better. He went on Joe Rogan's podcast where, you know, bro to bro, he's like, this is a Ponzi scheme and we got to get rid of it. That's his goal. That's his goal. He lies and calls it a criminal enterprise. Like, the question that people should ask, who's profiting from Social Security? Who profits from Social Security? And the answer is nobody. That's why Wall Street hates it. Nobody profits from it. We pay into it and then it's there for us and no one is profiting from it. It's the opposite, the direct opposite of a Ponzi scheme. But Elon Musk says, you know, he lies, says this is a thing that must be destroyed. And I want you to start with that's his goal, right? So when he says things, don't take them as like this is a guy with a, you know, he's Sherlock Holmes looking for things to fix. Like, no, he is lying while smashing up the system and busting it out in a, you know, private equity or mafia style hollowing out of this system. That's what he's doing, like Toys R Us. So we're at socialsecurityworks.org. You can find us on all of the socials, at Social Security Works. So we like Blue Sky, Facebook we're on. We're on X as well. But also right now, I would invite people to go to handsoffsocialsecurity.org. Right now, it's focused on this bill towards the April 5th protests, but there'll be a lot more there as well. So handsoffsocialsecurity.org. Find us on social media, Social Security Works, and our website, socialsecurityworks.org.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.